escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jim Bowden wrote an article in The Athletic, and he says Mike Elias' job is on the line this trade deadline, and for that reason alone, the Orioles should be sellers. Now, I love for people to define that when they tell me sellers, because if you're telling me getting rid of expiring contract is your definition of being a seller, then okay, I don't care about that. But if your definition of being a seller is getting rid of some of these guys that were your prospects,
well,
then that may be the dumbest reason for you to be sellers.
I don't want to put words in his mouth, because initially when he said this, because remember, I went on the air, I heard him talking about this.
Oh, Jim?
Yeah. And I talked about Jim saying that the Orioles should move. They need to blow it up, is what he said. They need to get 12 to 14 prospect backs, trade all these pieces away, and try to reconfigure what you're doing. And it's like, you don't need to blow anything up. I don't know what you're talking about, and maybe that's why you're not a GM anymore. But then he went on Glenn Clark's show, and he was like, yeah, you got to trade the expiring contracts. Maybe that's what he was saying by moving those pieces. Maybe he just reiterated it.
Mm-hmm.
But by no means, this team doesn't need to blow up anything. If you're talking about, as Rob's saying, they got to make the wholesale decision of Zach Eflin's an expiring contract. Sagano, what are you doing with Mullins, Mountcastle, Yennier Cano? I mean, there's a bunch of guys that you could move. And there's other guys that have a year or two left on their deal that could potentially be moved. But no, we had the topic yesterday about trading Adley Rutschman. No, I don't want to do that. Do you want to move somebody else, another piece? Do you want to trade a Kierstead to get something? And then that would be adding. But I could see really the Orioles, it would not shock me to see them trade pieces away to try to get better and then also add for right now with someone that has another year left on their deal. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, if you trade, like trading for Trevor Rogers, but actually being a better pitcher than Trevor Rogers, because now they have to worry about how many starters.
You lost me. Okay. You, trading for Trevor Rogers and what?
Trading for Trevor Rogers, they traded for a guy that had a year and a half left on his
right.
deal. So if you're trading for someone that has more years on their deal, because they don't have, look at their starting pitchers mm-hmm. next year. We don't know what Bradish is going to look like this year. We don't know no. Grayson's going to be ready. If they trade Eflin and Sagano, who's starting for you?
Right.
So, yeah, they'd have a ton of work to do in the offseason.
That's what I was saying yesterday.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you get rid of pitchers? Because you're going to have to go get pitchers. It's like, and you only have a couple.
But if the contracts are expiring, you still have to go get them.
For Jim to say he's under pressure, the team is underperformed, and that's why you should be sellers, makes no sense to me. And this is why it makes no sense. If I'm selling the guys that I drafted, Jeremy mm-hmm. and Ed, then I'm saying those guys didn't work out, and that's why we are where we are today. Who drafted them? I did. So now I'm making myself look stupid. It's like you hiring someone to come in, Ed, to be your captain, and now all of a sudden that precinct's not working or whatever. And now you say, well, I got to get rid of the guy. I'm going to ask, if I'm the mayor, mm-hmm. why'd you hire the guy then?
Yeah, you don't get too many cracks at that, by the way.
Exactly. you don't do that. So you drafted Adley Rutschman. Name them. All these young guys. Mm-hmm. You drafted them. And now to start over, you're starting over by trading them.
But a lot
and
of
now you're going out and getting other guys, people that other people drafted via free agency or trade, and saying those guys are better than the guys that I have.
Yeah.
To me, that really puts you under the gun.
That's the same people that, like, even listening to that, oh, you got to trade Jackson Holliday. He sucked when he first came up. You got to trade this guy. He sucked when he first
came
up. It's just like, you got to let it play out. And this is why the same thing, I said this earlier this year, and it doesn't make me right or us right on anything, but like the people that jumped all over everything, nobody's talked about Kyle Stowers in over a month, guys.
Amazing.
You want to know why? Go look. He still got the 10 home runs he had before I left for Ireland.
Yeah.
So, and again, like it's not wanting him to fail. It's just people beat this drum. I was right. I was right. I was right. And then just let it play out and see what happens.
Yeah.
And then I don't hear you guys calling back in now to talk about it. So it like it's those things that are kind of irritating and frustrating. It's like people hanging their hat on something so small when there's bigger issues at hand and things you should be looking at. And the other thing I'd say is, if they've talked to Zach Eflin And he doesn't, it's not something where he's like, yeah, I really want to go back to Florida. And you're not going to overwhelm him with some money to stay here. Like, I would love to keep that guy because I think, you know, we talk about professional hitters. That dude's just a professional pitcher, man. He just goes out and he...
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Works. Jeremy, every winning team has a Zach Eflin.
Yeah.
Every winning team has one of those. You got to get one of those. A guy that's not a number one, but a guy that can pose as a number one when you need him to pose. He's a stopper.
He is.
Everybody needs one of those guys. So I would keep him too. Here's how Mike Elias looks genius. You take, and I don't want this to happen. I don't want it to happen. But you take Ryan O'Hearn and you flip him. But nobody wanted Ryan O'Hearn. You take Sagano and you flip him. That's your guy. If Eflin don't want to come back, you take him and you flip him. That's how Mike Elias looks like a genius. You start trading your guys, the pieces that you brought in here, Mike Elias looks frail. He looks flawed. So, again, you know, to be sellers, if you're sellers right now and you're announcing to the world that the last 2.5 years was a mistake, it was a mirage, it wasn't true, it wasn't real. That's what you're announcing to the world.
Yeah.
And you just can't do, you got to go to, man, you got to go down with the ship. I'm going down swinging.
Yes,
I'm not going down like that. I'm not bringing in the team for the next general manager. The next general manager will be stuck with my team. I'm not doing that. No. Let's go to Eli, who's in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Happy Friday. I think Elias, a job was on the line as soon as he fired the manager this season. I think that's when the time just started ticking for him. If anything, I don't think that we should re-sign Sagano because he won't win Rookie of the Year because he's not eligible. So we should just trade
him. Why is he not eligible?
He's eligible.
I don't think he's not. I was on Reddit yesterday, and they were saying basically he has to be 25 or younger or something like that.
Oh, is that a new rule? Because Ichiro won it.
Yeah, they corrected me. Like they must have switched the rules up or something, but okay. He's not eligible. So I think we should just trade him and then trade Mountcastle and flip O'Hearn. That's the...
I get
some pitching for next year.
Yeah, and again, like,
what pitching are you getting for O'Hearn, Eli?
Prospects.
Yeah, I don't think you get anything worth it for Ryan O'Hearn, man. I think we love Ryan O'Hearn, but Ryan O'Hearn's greatest value is being with the Orioles. That's his greatest value. I'm looking at this right now, and he is definitely a candidate for Rookie of the Year. MLB.com released its first Rookie of the Year poll, and sure enough, Sagano is on the list at number 5 in the American League. I don't know. He's gone. I don't know where you're getting your info from, but MLB.com, which is the website for Major League Baseball, has Sagano in the top 5 for Rookie of the Year candidates.
I got news for you. The fact that the Red Sox caught up that Roman Anthony kid, and he's going to be bursting to
–
you're going to see him take off. He's just one of the best hitters in all the minor leagues, and I mentioned the Brewers caught up that Mizorowski kid who had basically a no-hitter. He's a flamethrower, and then he rolled his ankle coming off the mound after 5 innings. He did pick up the W.
And again, I'm not saying that Sagano's going to win it. I'm just correcting that information that was given out because MLB.com right now has Sagano. So if he wasn't eligible, I don't understand why MLB.com would have him listed as number 5.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, like, and again, I'll go back and try to find if there's any ruling on it. But when you're looking at both leagues, whether it's the National League and the opportunity to have Rookie of the Year there, there are requirements of, did you have too many at-bats the year before?
Right.
Did you play in a certain amount of games?
And he wouldn't be in
50 innings pitched.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then I've never heard that you, because that was the big question. Should these foreign-born players coming in that are rookies, but they're not rookies to baseball.
They play pro ball.
Yeah.
But they said that. And MLB does not view the Nippon League as...
Right. It's almost like playing double A.
Yes.
Triple A.
Yeah, according to that. That's the thing. And that's been the criticism. Yeah. Like 4 Japanese players have won it, I think.
Gunnar Henderson played pro ball for 2 years before he won Rookie of the Year. He just didn't play Major League Baseball. Right.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.